rates, so KBC Bank Ireland has announced plans that may see it exit the Irish market. It's in talks with Bank of Ireland that could see a deal with Bank of Ireland buying KBC's performing loan assets and liabilities. Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, you said in your statement on this KBC announcement that it's regrettable, but it is more than that, isn't it? Because on the heels of Ulster Bank's announcement of departure, it's a major blow to banking in Ireland and to consumers for competition and choice.
It's another very significant development in the Irish banking sector. And 2 points I'd make in relation to that is, firstly, I recognise that for the staff of KBC, they're hearing about this for the first time this morning, that many of them are due to begin a busy day at home, trying to get the kids out to school, commencing their jobs, and they're hearing about this development in this way. And I recognise for them that this is a particularly difficult way of finding out about a significant announcement about their future, and my thoughts are with them today. But secondly, from a consumer point of view, it's worthwhile making really clear, as the Central Bank have already done, that there is no need for existing customers of KBC to do anything, and that all their rights as consumers are fully protected in any scenario. And of course, the development with Bank of Ireland and what they have indicated in relation to the performing loan book of KBC is an important development.
But Minister, is Ireland now an unattractive place for banking?
Well, what we are seeing happening across Europe and across the world at the moment, Mary, is very large banks are looking at consolidations. They're looking at exits from smaller markets and indeed from some international markets. During the night, for example, Citigroup, a huge bank, have confirmed they're looking at their exit from Asia. We've seen large banks such as HSBC make similar announcements. And a challenge that we are facing is for small economies like Ireland, questions are being asked, and then the banks are acting accordingly regarding what kind of profit and return they can make in small banking markets like our own. And this is what NatWest have done, and it's what KBC have now done. But in acknowledging that these large banks are making these decisions, it's also the case that we continue to have large domestic banks here in Ireland that are well capable of meeting the needs that our economy has and providing the credit and investment that we need. But we are seeing a trend here emerge of very large banks make decisions regarding their presence in small economies and deciding to exit, in our case, because they're not able to make the kind of money or return they can make in other parts of Europe and indeed across the world.
So is that an acceptance by you? There's no competition now left in Irish banking. We heard Peter Rubens tell Petula Martin, we have been the competition.
I'm not sure in what I just said to you there that you're able to derive the view that I said there was no competition left. In fact, what I said to you is that we have two large banks and indeed we have a third bank that is getting bigger, that are well capable of competing with each other and providing choice and competition to consumers. We also have in the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission a regulatory body whose role it is to look after our consumers and to look at the competitive dynamic within really important parts of our economy like banking. It is the case that the competitive dynamic has changed. I couldn't pretend otherwise to you this morning or to your listeners, but it's also the case that there will continue to be really strong competition amongst the banks that continue to be here and indeed also coming from the many large non-banks that are now coming into Ireland who don't have branches, who use technology more, who are now providing additional services in a different way to many consumers at the moment.
Can you shed any further light on what Peter Rubens was talking about in terms of the options they're looking at in relation to divesting the non-performing loan book and also reassurance for those whose loans and mortgages are held with KBC?
They are questions that KBC will need to answer and will answer as this process unfolds. But as the process unfolds, in relation to performing loans, they've indicated that they're engaging with Bank of Ireland. And in relation to your question there on non-performing loans, they are looking at options in relation to that. But in any of the options in relation to that, anybody who might end up owning those loans in the future has to respect the terms upon which the loan was made available. And the same rules that apply to Bank of Ireland or AIB or KBC or Permanent TSB apply to all of our other non-banks as well. So we've strong consumer protection in place to protect those who could be in a situation where their loans are sold.
How long has this move been in place, Minister? How long have you been aware of it? And did the impetus for the talks, the memorandum of understanding between Bank of Ireland and KBC now, did that come from Bank of Ireland or from KBC?
Again, Bank of Ireland and KBC are the people who are involved in this transaction. They're best placed to answer those questions from you. I received a phone call last night from the chief executives of both banks at 9 o'clock last night after their boards had met, and they informed me of the decision they had made in relation to the memorandum of understanding. I have been aware for some time regarding speculation regarding the future of KBC, as indeed there was speculation in relation to the future of Ulster Bank, but both those chief executives contacted me around 9 o'clock last night.
And had you anticipated that phone call coming at this time? Were you aware of how advanced this development was?
I had become aware earlier on in the week that there was potential for a development in relation to a decision KBC may make, but I was not aware of the scale of what was anticipated or indeed the agreement in relation to the memorandum of understanding between Bank of Ireland and KBC. That has been driven by both those banks themselves. They're involved in a commercial decision in relation to this. And as I said, my key issues now and concerns are in relation to competition and the protection of consumers. But this has been driven by these two banks.
Finance ministers don't like to be surprised. Were you surprised at the speed at which this has developed?
We have been aware, particularly since we had seen the decision in relation to NatWest, that banks are considering their options all over the world. And I have seen other things now happen in other markets that continue to remind me that that possibility was there. When I received the confirmation there last night, I think it's fair to say this had moved with a very high degree of speed. And while a consequence of that speed is at least we have clarity in relation to options on Bank of Ireland and the role they may play in relation to the performing loan book, which is to be very much welcomed, I also know that a consequence of that speed is the concern that many now face in KBC and the questions they'll be asked their management today. So this did happen very, very quickly. I have been always aware that as a small open economy, such as the one that we have here in our own country, that it is always going to be a challenge to make sure we can have a diverse set of banks in place.
Okay.
That has changed. It's changed very, very quickly, but there are many other forces in place that are capable of delivering competition and investment now for the Irish economy.
A brief response to this, if possible. How do you respond to EU countries and the European Commission criticising our mandatory hotel quarantine, challenging its criteria, and even questioning its legality?
Oh, the government will engage fully with the European Commission in relation to this. We're very confident of the legality of the framework that we have in place. And what we are doing at the moment is to protect our country in the next stage of us continuing to defeat and get to a better place with this pandemic. The Commission are performing their role in asking questions in relation to a regime like this, and we will engage fully with them and answer any questions that they have on this scheme. But we're confident of its legality. As you'll be aware, we've made some changes over the last number of days to ensure it's in a position to work better from a capacity point of view, and also recognising people who may already be vaccinated. We'll explain that to the Commission and we'll engage with them on this matter very quickly.
Minister, thank you. Good morning.